Well, praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess. Along with Dr. E.R. Hess, we serve as co-pastors at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. Certainly, we'd love to have you to come and be a part of our in-house service on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. When you meet us on Sundays at 11 a.m., I'll tell you, you're going to come into the sacred sanctuary and you're going to hear a word from the Lord. Today I'm going to go into some powerful holiness teaching on today to give clarity to the why of why we preach the way that we preach, why we teach the way that we teach, why we live the way that we live. We live a life of holiness, biblical holiness. And I thank God for holiness. I was raised in a home where holiness was taught, holiness was lived, holiness was believed. And I had that image, I had that mirror in my mind for years in the formation of my life. Got to a place where I chose not to follow holiness. But then as the prodigal son, the day came when I came to myself. And I thank God for holiness and what holiness will do or can do for those that truly want to live holy. Today I'm going to talk about a form of godliness. A form of godliness. The Bible speaks about denying the power thereof. We want to talk about a form of godliness. We are living in an era where it seems as if there is not a great demand for holiness as it was in the times before our generation. To dilute anything spiritual is to reduce its original power. I'm going to say that again. This may be the whole message right here. To dilute anything spiritual is to reduce its original power. It reduces its original purity, potency, authority, and its original ability to produce God-intended results. That's what happens when you dilute anything spiritual. It reduces its original power. To dilute anything spiritual or to dilute spiritual things only operate at full strength when kept at its full purity. The moment we dilute spiritual things such as holiness, prayer, worship, consecration, doctrine, anointing, you reduce their spiritual voltage. You reduce their spiritual clarity and you reduce their supernatural effectiveness. Dilution always reduces potency. Dilution always reduces potency. Holiness, like any other spiritual substance, you do know that holiness is a spiritual substance, like faith is a spiritual substance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Holiness, like any spiritual substance, it carries divine potency. Holiness. Dilution weakens that divine potency. A diluted prayer life loses its reach. A diluted worship life loses its weight. A diluted consecration loses its conviction. A diluted doctrine loses its authority. Spiritual strength is not measured by activity. Spiritual strength is measured by its purity. There are many things, whether evil or good, they're measured by its purity. Dilution breaks the original design of what it was intended for. But everything that God ordains has a divine specification. Everything that God ordains has a divine specification. When you tamper with the specification, you are diluting what God has specified. Holiness is designed to separate. Prayer is designed to connect. Worship is designed to transform. And the word of God is designed to cut. Dilution breaks the design by altering the composition. Let me give you an illustration. If you water down medicine, it yet looks like medicine, but it no longer heals. Dilution produces spiritual counterfeits. When the authentic is weakened, the counterfeit becomes an acceptable substitute. I said when the authentic, of whatever it may be, is weakened, the counterfeit becomes an acceptable substitute. We're talking about diluting holiness on today. Diluted holiness and the teaching of holiness, when it's diluted, it's an imitation righteousness. If it's diluted, it's an imitation worship. If it's diluted, it's an imitation conviction. When it's diluted, it's an imitation spirituality. Dilution doesn't just reduce power. Dilution creates space for deception. When you dilute what God says about holiness, when you dilute it so that it is palatable for people to swallow, dilution doesn't just reduce power. Dilution creates space for deception. Dilution cancels spiritual authority. Divine authority flows from divine alignment with God's specifications. God's Bible, the Holy Bible, is 66 books of God's specification. Divine authority, it flows from divine alignment, and divine alignment flows from true holiness. What happens when true holiness is diluted? Divine authority becomes noise instead of force. Preaching becomes commentary instead of command. Ministry becomes a performance instead or in lieu of power. Dilution doesn't just weaken the vessel. Dilution disconnects the vessel. Dilution makes the supernatural impossible. God's power always has and always will require God's purity. I said God's power always has and always will require God's purity. I'm just making it plain on today. Diluted holiness. Let me show you what diluted holiness looks like. Diluted holiness, it actually blocks miracles. Diluted holiness, it hinders breakthrough. Diluted holiness, it limits revelation. It reduces spiritual sensitivity. So the supernatural cannot operate in a compromised environment. God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels. I said God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels. Dilution is a form of denial. To dilute anything spiritual is to deny its original intention and also deny its original origin. Listen, what I just said is TNT. I said to dilute anything spiritual is to deny its original intention and its original origin. God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels because dilution is a form of denial. God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels because dilution is a form of denial. Denial of God's intention, it's a denial of God's origin, and it's a denial of God's holiness. Dilution is a form of denial. To dilute anything spiritual is to deny what God meant for it to be. I said to dilute anything spiritual, to water down anything spiritual, is to deny what God meant for it to be. Dilution says, I want the benefits of God without the boundaries of God. Dilution says, I want the power of God without the purity that God requires. Dilution says, I want the anointing but not the divine alignment. Dilution is not weakness. Dilution is rejection. Dilution is not weakness. Dilution is rejection. It rejects the original intention of holiness and the original origin of power, because holiness is God's native environment. Dilution is humanity's attempt to edit God. You see, we want to edit everything. We want to make something into what we want it to look like, what we want it to sound like, what we want it to feel like. That's called dilution. Dilution is humanity's attempt to edit God, because the original intention, God's intention for his people, has always been unmixed devotion, uncompromised obedience, uncontaminated worship, unpolluted identity. Because holiness is not a suggestion. Holiness is a divine specifications for vessels that carry divine power. I said holiness never has been, never will be, just simply a suggestion, an option. Holiness is a divine specification for vessels that carry divine power. When we dilute holiness, we deny the purpose for which God formed us. A diluted vessel cannot carry undiluted glory. The original origin, spiritual power, does not come from human talent. Spiritual power does not come from charisma. Spiritual power does not come from personality. It comes from God alone, the origin of holiness, purity, and power. It comes from God. To dilute what comes from God is to deny where it came from. Dilution says, I can improve what God originated. But holiness is not improved by mixture. It is ruined by mixture. I said holiness is not improved by mixture. Holiness is ruined when we dilute it into another mixture. The origin determines the value. The purity determines the power. God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels. This is not punishment. It's just a principle. God's power requires God's conditions. A diluted vessel leaks power. A diluted vessel pollutes power. A diluted vessel misrepresents power, misuses power, and cannot sustain power. God will not pour Pentecostal fire into a vessel that has been cooled by compromise. I said, God will not pour Pentecostal fire into a vessel that has been cooled by compromise. God will not pour authority into a vessel that's softened by mixture. God's word is not to be softened by mixture or by diluting. God will not pour revival power into a vessel weakened by worldliness. Holiness is a container. Power is the content. Dilution destroys the container. Therefore, God withholds the content. I said dilution destroys the container or the vessel. Therefore, God withholds the content. He would not put his content into an unclean container. Dilution is not just about less holiness. It's about changing the nature of holiness. It's not that people, when they're diluting something, it's not about less holiness. It's about changing the nature of holiness. When you dilute milk, it becomes water. When you dilute truth, it becomes error. When you dilute holiness, it becomes denial. Dilution doesn't weaken holiness. Dilution redefines it. And anything redefined by man cannot be used by God. There's a callback for original purity. God is calling his people in this day back to the original fire, the original purity, the original separation, the original consecration, the original intent, and the original origin. Holiness is not outdated. Holiness is God's eternal standard. Power is not absent. It is waiting for purity. So dilution is denial. Mixture is rejection. Compromise is contamination. God does not pour diluted power into diluted vessels. But when the vessel is restored, the power is released. The Apostle Paul, he lets us know the consequences of denying the power thereof. God bless you. I'm going to stop today. This is more than enough for you to chew on. And I pray that God will give you some revelation regarding how we are not to dilute holiness, sanctification, and truth. We are to maintain what God has sent for us and the specifications that we find in the Word of God. God bless you. I am praying for you on today. Come on.
gravity. Drown me. Come on, quiet. Take your seat, take your seat. Jesus, I love because you care. I couldn't imagine if you were not there. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Yes, I do. Because you care, I couldn't imagine if you were there. Oh, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Because you care.
Because you care.
To fill his arms, wrapping them. He's wrapping them around you right now.
Because you can.
I could not imagine.
If you weren't there.
Jesus, I love you. I love you. Because you can.
If you weren't there,
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you.
I wish somebody would tell him today.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
You just need to reaffirm a commitment. Get out of yourself and tell him, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Oh, from the bottom of my heart.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Oh, yes, I do.
Because you care.
I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Oh, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. I love Jesus. Jesus. Shh, let Zion sing.
Jesus loves me.
Look at your name and tell him, I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Tell a man he loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.